AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has entered the 2024 presidential race with an announcement plagued by technical glitches. AP correspondent Will Weissert reports DeSantis becomes a formidable challenger for presidential candidate Donald Trump.
He and Trump have really had a falling out. Trump once supported him, but now he's been quite critical in recent months of DeSantis, saying that he doesn't really stand for Trump values and isn't sort of the politician that Trump is. And the reason the former president is doing that is because he really sees DeSantis as a major threat.
A 15-year-old student has been charged with homicide in the fatal shooting of his 15-year-old classmate just outside a school in Pittsburgh shortly before classes were due to start Wednesday morning. Police say Derek Harris suffered gunshot wounds outside of Oliver Citywide Academy. He was rushed to the hospital and died. Investigators say the other 15-year-old student, who was seen by an officer running from the school with a gun, was arrested, the weapon recovered. In Uvalde, Texas tonight, a vigil is being held to mark the first anniversary of the school shooting that left 19 children and two teachers dead. President Biden spoke about the anniversary from a solemn White House memorial, saying guns are the top killer of kids in America.
So it's time to act. It's time to act. It's time to make our voices heard, not as Democrats or as Republicans, but as friends, as neighbors, as parents.
And a collection of tributes are pouring in from musicians, actors, and athletes following the death of musical superstar Tina Turner. Mick Jagger says on Instagram that Turner helped him so much when he was young, adding he'll never forget her. Turner's manager says she died Wednesday after a long illness. She was 83. This is AP News. President Biden has tapped a history-making general to be the nation's next top military officer. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
An official says the president will name C.Q. Brown Jr. as the next Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman. Brown already made history as the first black man to be the Air Force's top officer, and he'd be the second black chairman after Colin Powell 30 years ago. Brown is a career F-16 pilot with deep experience in shaping U.S. defenses to meet China's rise after leading Pacific Air Forces. Mark Milley's second term as Joint Chiefs Chair ends in October, and if Brown is confirmed to replace him, it would mark the first time both the Pentagon's top civilian and uniform positions are held by African Americans. Lloyd Austin is the first black defense secretary. Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.